right now, joining us on the Hadid Mercer Road Cleaning Hotline, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. He's John Laser, the voice of Virginia Tech, and the case is, where are you at this morning?
I'm in the lobby of the Charleston, South Carolina Marriott, about to go to practice with men's basketball.
That's right. On the road. You're on the road this week. You got basketball, what, Thursday, Friday, back in Blacksburg, Saturday, and then back to basketball Sunday?
That is correct.
We were discussing this yesterday, travel topic on the show. When you fly, who do you dread sitting next to? Like, who is the person that you most dread? Who's the most annoying person on an airplane?
Talkative woman.
Oh, it's got to be a woman? Why's it got to be a woman?
Because usually they'll tell you about their kids and the whole deal. Well, talking of anybody, you're right. Good point.
I can so
I
see.
I want to do my own thing, man. You know me. I want to shut it down and put the headphones in.
Yep. Yeah, I can just see you attracting the person who wants to talk your ear off and you giving them all the body signs. And then you get to a point where you're just going to be blatantly honest with them and just be like, lady, I'm giving you the signs here. Go away.
Yeah, I go with the silent cue. I bring the book out. All of that.
He's John Laser, once again brought to you by Cowan Gates. All right, we'll get to basketball here in a second. But it's now down to two for football, and it seems to be getting worse. And I'm running out of questions to ask you. Fans are at a loss for words. Coaches can't give any answers that will give solace. So I ask you once again, how can Virginia Tech pull out of this tailspin?
Yeah, I think that's the issue, and we're struggling with that too, Wes, and believe me, I understand that that's just kind of the way it is right now. You know, it's the same on Tech Talk Live and in the pregame interviews, because when it comes down to it, you've gotten so thin from a personnel standpoint defensively that it's not scheme, and it's certainly not some of these other things that people want to post and talk about. It's just the fact that you're getting out-handled from a man-to-man perspective, and particularly on the defensive line, I think right now on the defensive ends, where you look down and you see the attrition that you've had there, and you just can't set an edge. And when you can't set an edge, you're essentially guessing everywhere else and at every other layer of the defense. So when you're unable to do that, you know, you might have a guy jump something and have a positive play or a negative play for the offense on first down, but to do it three times in a row is just unlikely. So you're seeing that right now, and that's why you see the befuddlement and hear the befuddlement, because you know, there is no answer when the answer is you just don't have the horses at the moment.
We were discussing this past couple of days about injuries and youth being used as an excuse, and I said it's not an excuse, it's reality. It's way more reality than an excuse, but look, there's some things, like, and this goes back to human nature. Some people don't like to face reality when it's the truth and it's negative. That's defense. The offense, though, Lays, there's understandable aggravation because as I saw, and I tried to set this up, with the untrained eye, I'm standing there on the sideline Saturday, and there were plays to be made. They're just not making the plays.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, I think the common refrain that you've heard from Coach Fuente and Brad Cornelson is it's not on one guy or on one position group. That's true. That's also not good. You know, if you could pinpoint that the offensive line wasn't getting pushed consistently or the receivers weren't making plays sometimes, or the running backs weren't having a positive gain a few times a game, then that might be easier to diagnose and fix, but it's everybody. It's whole-scale execution, and people always want to say, well, it's easier to execute, blah, blah, blah. Yes, it's difficult to execute as a unit, but obviously you've got plenty of talent and ability and experience. You know, the offensive line has, for the most part, remained largely intact and free of injury, save for a few nicks and bruises earlier in the season. So, yeah, that's the part that's hard to excuse. I do think one of the things that goes unsaid a lot of times is that they understand that the defense is where it is. You know, they're going against this defense this season, and I think sometimes when you fail to execute the small things, it's because you're pressing. And I think this is an offense right now that feels like they need to go out and put up 40 points, because they do.
Virginia Tech takes on Miami. Coverage begins at 2 o'clock this Saturday on Fox Sports 910. Lays, true or false, this athletic department doesn't schedule a 12th game until there's a fifth win?
True.
That's what I agree with. I said they're not going to go out and spend probably end up being $1 million because they...
I didn't elaborate because there's no reason to debate it. That's a fact.
I think the same thing. Now, and people were asking me the question, oh, because they've been eliminated from the ACC Coastal race. I'm like, no, because worst case scenario would be you end up losing out. You lose to Virginia and you got an extra game and there's no way you go bowling. That would be a pathetic scene.
Well, it would be an irrelevant and unnecessary waste of money is what it would be. You know, win five is irrelevant in terms of you know, financial, obviously, but everything else as well. You know, and it'll come down to, you know, a cost evaluation as to whether or not the value of the streak, and I think we would all agree that the value of the streak and the national notoriety that comes with it is worth the price tag for that game. But at the same time, you also have to come down to, it's a shortening list of teams that are available. Who are you 100% confident that you can beat? Because if you spend that money to lose that game, you know, again, it's a risk-reward type deal that people at a much higher pay scale than I am are going to have to weigh over the next week or so. But it becomes a moot point if you don't win one of the next two games.
You can start off your Saturday Hokies walkthrough, Lays and I, on Facebook Live. You can see it by going to my feed. You can see John Laser at LaysVT. What are we doing, 9 o'clock this Saturday? You and I start the show?
Yep. Thanks for being on the ball.
No problem. I try to do what I can do when I can do it. Let me get you out of here with a basketball question. You're on the road with this team. They played one game. They won last Friday. Buzz, in typical coach fashion, was not happy. So what were your first impressions, just seeing this team on the floor in a game for real?
Yeah, no, I don't think it was typical coach fashion, honestly. I think he had reason not to be happy. I don't think his team played that well, and I think he felt like it was a continuation of some of the things that he was seeing during the Liberty exhibition. There are no such things as exhibitions with Coach Buzz Williams. You know, he wanted to see the overall tenor of the team, and he thought he saw a lot of selfish hero-type play out of his guards in particular. You know, his bigs in that game didn't play very smart in terms of the way the game was being officiated, not allowing themselves to not be in foul trouble. Ultimately, it's odd to say that because you win a game at 29. But again, this is a team that's not expected to be mediocre. This is a team that's expected to be elite, regardless of the personnel that you don't have this season. And he understands that despite the fact that you might win some of those games early in the season, if you're not doing it in the right way, it'll creep up and get you sooner rather than later. So I think that they've really gotten back to it over the last few weeks, and I just walked out of their pre-practice session here, and there's a level of intensity they're taking this weekend exceptionally seriously.
All right, can I ask you one more question without you being late for practice and have to run laps?
I'm good.
So I know you love this one, but now I can have a little fun because I've watched your life grow up. We were discussing this topic earlier about me getting
a fully matured thing at the moment. But
well, you're evolving, buddy, and I'm proud of you. But we were talking about yesterday having a stove delivered at the house, and it got us into the conversation of something that you get excited about for in married life or parenthood that single you would have thought lame or pathetic. You have been a happily married man for, let me see here, do the math, 5 months? Do you have anything anything that falls into that category?
Well, I've always been a little more lame on my off nights in the social scene than people might think, but I was pretty stoked yesterday about the Game of Thrones release because April is perfect in terms of when Mrs. Laser and I usually reside on the couch most nights after the rigors of football into basketball into baseball. So the fact that it's coming out April, pretty darn pumped about that.
There you go. Thanks for participating and falling into the category of life. We're happy to have you.
Well, I don't want to be over in your category of life, man. You went down that slope in a hurry. I'm gradually phasing it out as my body deteriorates.
Why are we friends again? See you, buddy. Safe travels.
See you this weekend.
John Laser, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff and there for you in any case.